Blessings and praise the Lord to each of you tonight. We greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are so glad to be on with you for our prophetic prayer partnership. We are in great anticipation for how the Lord will meet us and how the Lord will minister to us this very night. I extend great blessings to each of you and want to again be thankful for each of you as we are in this holiday of Thanksgiving. The week of Thanksgiving, and it is imperative that I begin tonight's session by really asserting you and reasserting you and reassuring you of how grateful and thankful I am for each of you joining in with us for such a long time. I mean, we've been doing this for a few years now, and each Monday night you have joined us for our prophetic prayer partnership. I'm grateful to have you as one of our prayer partners. You are essential and you are necessary for this network, and we are grateful to have your connectivity to be able to conjoin our faith together and to be able to seek the Lord and to hear from the Lord together is a very unique and great privilege and honor for me. And so, again, thank you for being committed and thank you for being dedicated to our prayer partnership network. We are so grateful and thankful for you. Let me begin tonight by sharing that we are coming now to the close of this another month, and this is our final Monday. This is our final Monday in the month of November. And we're grateful to have the opportunity to share in this faith and rising to the faith. We've used the month of November to hone in on rising to the faith. You know, one of the greatest warfares, one of the greatest warfares against us is the warfare of the mind. That's one of the greatest warfares that we will ever have to encounter, if not the greatest. It is one of the most vigorous and the most vicious assaults and attacks that we can ever have upon ourselves. Yes, even greater than the warfare of finance, even greater than the warfare of relativity, greater than the warfare of even spirituality. The greatest warfare is the warfare of the mind. What the enemy seeks to do is to arrest the very confines. He wants to infiltrate the barriers of the mind. And that's why it is important. That's why it is imperative for you to keep your mind in a particular place where it remains on the Lord. And not just, it's not an over-spiritualization in as much as it is a consciousness of belonging, knowing who you are, but more than that, whose you are, who you belong to. That's very, very, very important. That's what it means to keep your mind stayed on the Lord. When you keep your mind stayed on the Lord, it is a consciousness, it is a constant awareness of who you belong to. What does that mean? It means I'm not accepting any and everything that is a contradiction to what it is, that is my placement in the kingdom of God. So if anything else is suggested to me, if anything else is presented to me, if anything else is displayed to me that is a contradiction to what I know to be a truth as it relates to my standing and my status in the kingdom of God, I'm constantly reminding myself. You know, you don't always have to believe any and everything that is presented to you. You don't have to accept it. You don't have to receive it. And that's one of the things that the enemy uses in this warfare of the mind. He uses the fear of relevance, the pursuit of relevance, and the fear of rejection. The fear that you will not be accepted. You would be surprised at how many people have suffered greatly at the result of not being accepted or not being included. And so they dilute They dilute the potency and the authenticity of who they are just to acclimate and to assimilate into certain circles and peer groups. But I want to share with you that that is one of the greatest tools that the enemy uses in this warfare, this mental warfare, to remove you from who you are, to remove you from the consciousness of who you are, the awareness, the vigilance, the awareness of who you are. Remember who you are and remain there. Remember whose you are, who you belong to, and remain there. That's one of the greatest ways that you can fight in this mental warfare. I don't know if you've noticed it or not, but that has been what has been transpiring across all of humanity, not just within the kingdom of God, but all of humanity. It is a dislocation of mental stability. That's where the enemy has staged the fight. He is fighting for the mind. And that's why the scripture says that the weapons of our warfare, there is not one weapon that you can find physically that will aid you in this mental fight. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not carnally constructed. They're not carnally manufactured. They're not carnally disseminated. But they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. What pulling down of what strongholds? How do we pull down if we're not doing it physically? Well, we pull down the strongholds. Watch this, casting down every imagination. Now we're dealing with the mind. This pulling down, this tearing down has everything to do with the mind. What has the enemy been trying to plant in your mind? How has the enemy succeeded in turning you against yourself mentally? Oh my God, we have sabotaged ourselves on so many occasions. That's the fight. That's the fight, to tell you that you can't, to tell you that you won't be able to tell you that it's too massive for you, to tell you that it is grander than you, to tell you that you're unfit or not worthy. The enemy fights the mind. It is the conversation that you have with yourself. And you are thinking that you need to see this blatant enemy, or this blatant devil, or this blatant demon. But he is so subtle. He comes in under a friendly persuasion. He comes in under a friendly connotation. He comes in as if it is concern. He comes in as if it is caution. But in truth, it is sabotage. It is self sabotage. It is self-demeaning. It is deconstructive of self. And so piece by piece, you're pulling yourself apart mentally so that when the assignment, the time of assignment comes, you don't have the confidence, the boldness. You don't have the faith, the wherewithal. You don't have the strength, the peace of mind. You don't have the joy. You don't have the long suffering, the endurance. You don't have the tools that it would take for you to not only pursue, but complete your assignment. Who is God talking to? I can feel this is strongly ministering to somebody tonight. And I want to share with you that we are coming against tonight the strongholds of the mind. And this is the hour where we must rise to the faith. We must rise to the occasion of the faith, even as it pertains the warfare of the mind, pulling down those strongholds, casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So what I know concerning my own life, based on what God has spoken and what God has said to me, what I know, that is what is up under attack, to get me to doubt what God said concerning me. You know, we can believe so strongly about what God says concerning others, but we begin to doubt what He says concerning ourselves. And that is the optimum objective of the mental warfare. It is not about what you can believe on the behalf of others. It is more so of what you can believe about yourself and wants to move you. The enemy wants to move you into disbelief, unbelief as it relates to yourself. That's how he obtains victory over you. He obtains victory over myself. But I want to share with you that rising to the faith is an assertiveness, rising to an assertiveness. I know who I am. I know where I belong. I know what I'm called to do. I know what the time has demanded of me. I know exactly the positioning. That was the threat of the sons of Issachar. The threat of the sons of Issachar is that you could not fool with them concerning their discernment of the times. They knew exactly where they were in time. They knew exactly what needed to happen in time. They had an awareness and an uncanny consciousness as it relates to time. That is what God wants to bring us into, an awareness, such an acute awareness that puts us in place, on post, in our assignment, right where we belong, with such a stability that makes us immovable objects. You cannot move us. You cannot displace us. You cannot dislocate us. You cannot dislodge us. But we know where we belong, positioned as intercessors in the earth realm to call upon the name of the Lord, not only for ourselves, but on the behalf of others who do not know to call on the name of the Lord. Not that they don't know how, but they just don't know to do it. They just don't know to do it. But God has placed us in a position. He has assigned us. He has planted us, and we must remain steadfast and we must remain immovable objects because that's what the enemy will do through mental warfare. Move us from post. Move us from assignment. Cause us to become so mentally flustered and frustrated that we start to dislodge and disconnect and disengage. We become so disenfranchised and dislocated and disinterested even in the things that God has instructed for us to do. But remember, there is no physical weapon to fight this kind of warfare. You can't get a gun, a blade, a baton. There is no physical fight. You can't swing your fists. You can't even, watch this, you can't even use profane words to fight this kind of warfare. This is not that. This is the warfare of the mind changing how I think. That's why the scripture says, whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, think on those things. It is the thought. It is the thought. That's why the scripture tells us, let the mind of Christ be in us. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. The mind of Christ must be in us. I must change my thinking. And if I'm able to change my thinking, I will change my living. I shared that with you prior to and before, and I'm reiterating that point tonight. It is the mental battle. It is the mental fight. It is the fight to remain above ground, to remain above soil. It is the fight to push past ostracism and criticism, and it is the fight to push past what you feel, you know, how you feel about slander and how you feel about shade, you know, how you feel about mistreatment, how you feel about abuse. It is all to affect the mind because if the mind is limited, the life is limited. And I want to tell you, it is the season for us to take all limitations off of our lives. We are removing all limitations from off of our lives. I will live a full and total life. I will live a life that is free from the effects of opinion. I will live a life that is free from the fear of public ostracism. I will live the life that is free from word curses, the effects of word curses, and magic of all sorts and types, sorcery, and all of these things that will come from time to time to assault and to attack. And to annihilate and to eviscerate these assaults and these attempts are being rendered helpless by the power of God, because we are rising to the faith and we are understanding that our faith is victory. I want you to understand that, and I want you to embrace that, and I want you to declare that right now. Say it over yourself. My faith is victory. My faith is victory. Not just what I'm believing for, but what I know. My faith is victory. Faith is not just believing, it's not just hoping, it is knowing. I know, and we can only know by the Spirit of God. Jesus says to Peter, "Whom do men say that I am?" He gave those answers. He says, "But whom do you say that I am?" In other words, who do you know me to be? Not just believe me to be, but who do you know? Faith is knowing. I know that thou art the Christ. This is what he says. I know that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus begins to answer and say, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. That's why the mind of Christ must be in us. But it is that same Peter, pay attention, saints of God, it is that same Peter that Jesus needs to rebuke just moments later. And Jesus has to say to the same Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. Not that Peter was Satan. That's not what was being said here. What was being said there was that Peter so quickly allowed the enemy to trick his mind. And when the enemy tricked his mind, he began to change his confession. He began to change what he said. He began to change what he thought. He began to change what he knew. And he began to move under a different persuasion. That's the power of mental warfare, to move you from the solid ground of faith to the sinking sand of doubt. To take you, to lift you up from the solid foundation, that firm foundation of faith, to place you on the unstable grounds of doubt. And when Peter changed what he was saying, Jesus rebuked him and knew that this was a mental warfare. This is something that now you must address. You must address it, because you can be in one place, a great place. For many of you, you went to worship yesterday, be it in person or virtually. You were in worship. You had a high time. You experienced God. You enjoyed the word. It ministered to you. But I promise you, I can almost guarantee that not even 24 hours afterward, the enemy had come in to change your mind, to change your thoughts, to change your focus. And that's what the enemy comes to do. And you know what? The truth be told, he has been quite successful in the lives of many of us, because every time we get on a high, we always let the enemy disrupt. We always let the enemy disturb. But I'm telling you, you must be more conscious. You must be more ready. You must be steadfast. You must be prepared to rise to the faith and let that devil know, you're not going to shift me this time. You're not going to trick me this time. You're not going to befuddle me this time. You're not going to confound me this time. You're not going to confuse me this time. This time, I'm standing with a resistance. I'm standing up to you, and I'm letting you know that I know who I am, where I belong, who I belong to, and you cannot disrupt that. I don't care who you use around me. Even the individuals I love the most, I will not allow you, Satan, the opportunity to dislocate me again. I belong in the will of God, and I'm staying in the will of God. I belong in the assignment of God, and I'm staying in the assignment of God. I belong in the prophecy, in the promise of God, and I'm going to stay in the prophecy and in the promise of God. I'm not moving. I wish I had somebody in this on this call tonight that will repeat that with me. I'm not moving. They used to say it this way: I'm not budging. I'm not budging. I'm not moving. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. I shall be planted like a tree, my God, by the water. I shall not be moved. I'm not moving. I know I'm not believing. I'm not hoping, not only believing, I'm not only hoping, but I know where I belong, and I know to whom I belong. I am a child of God. His hand is upon my life, and I belong in the promise of God. For the promises of God are yea, and in him they are amen. I will not doubt his word over my life, and I will not doubt what he says concerning me. I'll only repeat it, but I won't doubt it. I want to share that with you tonight. I wanted to get that across to you tonight, and I hope and pray that it resonated and that it registered with you. I pray that it hit your spirit, because that mental warfare, that mind, that battle over the mind. And perhaps we'll go back into it in December, that mental warfare, because it really is the strongest warfare. It's the strongest warfare against us. But you and I, we can overcome it. You and I, we can beat it. You and I, we will be victorious. Victory is our portion, and faith is victory. My faith is victory. In Jesus' name. I'm so excited to be with you. Amen. And to have an opportunity to pray with you. We want to thank God for those who have submitted their prayer requests. Amen. We have one praise report that comes from Yawana T. Johnson, and she says these words: being with Inner City these last few weeks has been astonishing. I am seeing results spiritually and in manifestations. The Lord has truly blessed me to sit among you in this season. For this, I am grateful to the Lord. I am prospering at Inner City. God bless you, Bishop Nixon. Well, God bless you, Yawana. We are grateful. We are grateful that you have been able to find, amen, prosperity. Praise God, as we so eloquently taught on that subject matter yesterday. And we're glad that you've been able to find that amidst us. The Lord continue to bless you and favor you, is my prayer. We are praying for those of you who are connected to our prayer requests, amen, and have submitted your prayer requests: LaDonna Silvers, Patricia Hill, Andre Hill, Shalisa Watson, Shaquana Johnson, Arletha Bullard Amparado, Denise Bryant Brooks, Kikamon Rockmore, Mary Silvers, Crystal Miller, amen, Amani Madison, Patsy Rizzo, Johnny Stafford, Redonia Johnson, Elaine Witherspoon, Ruth Aileen, Celeste Johnson, Jennifer Denton, Sharima Abdullah, Michelle Tarua, Martin Merced, Verna Simmons, Jaina Thompson, Janet Durbin, Justin Mack, Moses Banks, Rochelle Maxwell, Rosalinda Archbold. We are praying for each of you who have submitted your prayer requests, and we believe God that He will continue to sustain, keep, bless, fortify, and indeed strengthen you. Come now, let's pray together. Let's pray that our faith remains strong in the test and endures and survives the testing of time, so that our minds will remain intact. We are praying for the mind tonight. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we say thank you. Oh, we lift your name up. We give you glory. We honor you. You alone are awesome. You alone are worthy. You are the object of our affection. You are the place of our focus. You are the place where we dwell. You are the place where we we find refuge and safety. You protect us. You provide for us. And for this, we want to say thank you. We acknowledge you as our God. We acknowledge you as the Lord of all. We acknowledge you as the orchestrator. We acknowledge you as the contractor. We acknowledge you as the strategist. We acknowledge you as all and all. You are our all in all. And Father, I thank you tonight for as you have brought us to this time of prayer, and as you have brought us to this time, O God of intercession, we pray tonight on the behalf of the people of God that are connected to this call. Father, shield, my God, shield, protect, and cover the mind in the name of the Lord. The mind is the place where you have put receptivity. The mind is the place where you have put cognition. The mind is the place where you have placed creativity. The mind is the place where you have placed command. And Father, we thank you. We thank you for the activity of our limbs by way of our mind. We thank you that all things are in sync and all things are in alignment and all things are in order. We thank you, God, that all of our decisions and all of our choices and our judgments. Father, we thank you even for the activity, the functionality of our gifts, our talents, and our skills. We thank you, Father, because all of these things are based out of the mind. It is the mind that is the central command center of the body. Father, I thank you that in this hour, regardless to what it is we've had to go through, we have not lost our minds. Father, you have kept us and you have given us the strength and the wherewithal to hold it together and to keep it together. We thank you for the mind. We thank you that the mind is now being re-fortified and the walls of the mind are being strengthened once more and again. We thank you that the enemy's attacks and attempts will not be able to infiltrate the gates of our mind. Father, I am praying now for a peace that surpasses understanding. A peace that will come upon our minds in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Someone who is experiencing restlessness when they should be resting. I am praying against this restlessness in the name of the Lord. Allow a peace, my God, to enter the atmosphere of their dwelling. Let a peace be there, Father, so strong that the peace would even induce the resting in the time of slumber. I pray, God, that even now there be no disturbances or night terrors. I pray against the spirit of fear and anxiety, all of these mental disorders that we seem to be embracing as cultural norms and cultural normals. Father, I am praying now in the name of the Lord that you regulate the mind. My God, you are a mind regulator. We lay hands. Hands upon ourselves as it relates to our minds tonight. For as the mind receives, so the body begins to accept. And we are praying now that there be no receptivity of anything that you have not ordained. We come against anything. We come against everything that comes as a form of deception, that comes as a form, my God, of magic and sorcery. And witchcraft, we come against it. We pray now for the mind, the strength of the mind. Somebody has been through so much grief and so much loss and so much pain. But Father, I pray tonight that no amount of grief, no amount of pain, no amount of loss, no amount of negativity would be strong enough to drown out the power of your promise. Your word stands strong. We thank you for revitalization and rejuvenation and restoration. We thank you that tonight is the beginning of healing for the mind. I pray a mighty healing to come upon the mind in the name of the Lord. Somebody has been feeling depleted and completely drained. As though their creativity is running low. Somebody feels as though it is over for them and that the future is bleak and grim. But tonight, God, put a fire in the mind. Refine the fire in the name of the Lord. We call for new ideas and fresh ideas. We call for new concepts and we call for a freshness of concept. We pray now, God, that as we're putting blueprints together in the mind, we're praying that there be no self-sabotage, that there be no second guessing. We thank you for accurate calculation. We thank you that we're not missing in this next season, that we are hitting the target at a bullseye. We thank you now. You're making ways and you're opening doors and you're causing us, oh God, to move in such a freedom and to move in such a brilliance. We're speaking brilliance, my God, that the choices we make, the decisions we make, we're speaking a brilliance in the name of the Lord, that it become now the best decisions and the best moves we've ever made in this life. We thank you tonight. We know that you're able. We know that you will. We know that you can. And we know, God, that as we stand in the Spirit, as we stand in joy, as we stand in peace, as we stand in happiness, as we stand in prosperity, Father, we're standing with a consciousness that we did not arrive here on our own. We did not get here by our own accord. But Father, we thank you that you brought us, you kept us, you taught us, you transported us, you escorted us. You've been right there every step of the way. Now, God, be a shield for us, be a glory and the lifter of our head. We thank you now for power. We thank you now for strength. We thank you now that nothing, nothing, nothing shall be impossible to the one who is standing fervent in the mind, strong in the mind. We speak strength to the thought patterns, strength to dreams, strength to visions, strength to determinations. Father, we speak strength. Your strength maketh alive. Your strength gives us hope. Your strength gives us strategy. Your strength to the mind. We're rising to the faith and we thank you now. We speak against feebleness. We come against it now. We speak against frailty and memory loss. We come against dementia and Alzheimer's. We come against all types of ailments that affect the mind. We speak against it now. We speak against it that there be none, that there be none, that there be none, and whatever exists, that it now goes into reverse order. Bring us to the power of a strong mind. Oh, you have given us, you have given us a sound mind. You gave it to us, and we shall walk in it. You gave it to us, and we shall have it. You gave it to us, and we shall delight in it. We give you glory tonight. We give you honor tonight. We give you praise. We lift your name and we are grateful that we have hit this time and hit this season. You have blessed us by all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. You have brought us to the table. You have brought us to this hour of prayer. And we leave from this time of prayer sound. We leave from this time of prayer stable. We leave from this time of prayer refreshed. We leave from this time of prayer renewed. We thank you for it now. We thank you for it now. We shall not be moved. We shall be steadfast. We shall not be moved. We shall be complete. We shall not be moved. We shall be made whole in the name of the Lord. And we say thank you for it. We say thank you for it. We don't speak no other word. We don't go any other place. We speak greatness. We speak strength. We speak rejuvenation. We speak that it's done in the name of the Lord. Entire. We declare that we are entire. Nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing delayed, nothing in dilemma. You have brought us to a place of entirety, and we thank you now for it. Thank you for the mind. Thank you that we now have the strength to rise and that we now have the strength to go forward. Continue to have your way in the lives of all of your people. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. We say thank you. God, and we say amen. Every person under the sound of my voice, come now and let's lift up the name of the Lord. Send up a praise wherever you're listening. Send up a praise wherever you are. Come now, let's begin to bless him for the wholeness of your mind, for the entirety of your mind. We thank God for a strong mind. He has kept you. You are not only clothed, but you are in your right mind. There'll be no insanity. There be no breakdown. There'll only be breakthrough in Jesus' name. We praise him tonight. Come on, let's bless him. Let's honor him. Let's lift him up. Let's give him glory. He's so worthy. He's so worthy. He's so worthy. He's so worthy. Worthy are you, Lord. Worthy are you, Lord. Worthy to receive glory. Worthy to receive honor. Worthy to receive praise. Hallelujah to the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lord. Thank God Almighty. He's so worthy. He's so worthy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Saints of the Most High God, what a mighty God we serve. Angels do bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him always. He is a mighty God. You are a mighty people because he is a mighty God. I want to say that again. You are a mighty people because he is a mighty God. And don't let anyone suggest to you any otherwise. The Lord is mighty. And because he is mighty, he has made you mighty. I want you to know that this is the hour where you must hold your mind. Watch this under close observation and make sure that you are not succumbing to the strategies of hell to take you out of your right mind, to take you from a place of stability and soundness, and put you in a place of confusion and confounding thoughts. The devil is a liar. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are the choice of God. You are the decision of God, and you are right where you are because you belong there. Don't let anyone suggest to you any otherwise. I'm telling you, rise to the faith and command your mind to think on the things that God has said concerning you. And you are going to have just what you need to fight that battle, that mental battle. It's already done. And by the power of God, you have overcome. Your faith is your victory. Have an amazing week. And to all of you who are a part of our prophetic prayer partnership, happy Thanksgiving. I want to invite you to join me this coming Thursday morning at 7 a.m. This coming Thursday morning at 7 a.m. on our conference call line. I will be leading the people of God in prayer, a special prayer for Thanksgiving Day. Every morning you will find us. Every morning you will find us at 7 a.m. on our conference line praying. But Thursday will be a special time, and I'll be leading you on Thursday. God bless you. God keep you. This is my prayer. Have an amazing week. Good night, everybody.